It is time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. You know, there's a lot of different exciting things that happen in sports on an individual basis. In baseball, an inside the park home run is always exciting to watch. Also, incredible catches and plays in the outfield and in the infield positions. Seeing a perfect game or a no-hitter thrown. Seeing a triple play. One of them for baseball players is extremely hard, and that is to hit for the cycle. A single, a double, a triple, and a home run. And it happened last night with the New York Mets. They're having their storybook year. Eduardo Escobar completed hitting for the cycle last night.
Got a chance to see him pretty consistently in that Diamondback uniform.
Reaches out, lines one into right center field.
That's hit one.
Alonso will score. Here comes Canna. Two runs in for the Mets, and they take a 3-0 lead. Escobar's got the biggest hit in this game. A bases loaded single
two.
In the first inning that drove in two
a
runs.
Double.
Two-out rally, three-run rally.
Escobar slams one into left center. That ball's going to go all the way back to the wall. Escobar to second. He's going to take the turn and hold on there.
Davis
number
not
three.
Running,
and Escobar drives one to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Escobar with a lengthy left-handed 2-1 homer. And it's 7-2 New York.
So all he needs
need
is a triple now.
Left-handed. Maybe that'll do it.
After starting with Kansas City.
And Escobar shoots one down the right field line toward the corner. And it's beyond the reach of Mazzara. Alonso is in to score. Canna right behind him. It's going to be a triple for Escobar. He's got the cycle. Eduardo Escobar with two more RBIs, six for the night, and he has hit for the cycle, the first Met in 10 years to have a single, double, triple, and home run in the same game.
And they will get that ball for safekeeping. It is a rarity. Keith knows the feeling. First cycle since 2012 for the Mets. And it's 9-5, and Escobar has driven in six of the nine runs.
Oh, what a day.
And San Diego, the players made sure they got the ball back to him because it really is a pretty amazing thing when you get that. So the Mets not only get the big win, but Escobar gets to hit for the cycle. In other games that affect us locally, the Red Sox down the Angels by a score of 1-0. The Angels have lost 12 games in a row, and the Mets, of course, won 11-5 in their game last night in Major League Baseball. Just absolutely, simply fun to watch a player do something like that. All right, there are other sports to talk about, though. We'll start off in the NBA because the championship is underway. Coming up tomorrow will be game number 3. That series is tied up at one game apiece between Golden State and the Boston Celtics. In the National Hockey League, one series is over. Colorado got the brooms out, and they swept Edmonton 6-5. 6-5. Coming up today, the Rangers will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Rangers lead that series 2-1. That's 2-1. How about in sports? There's a new tour, and it is in the process of stealing away players from the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods turned down, according to Greg Norman, a mind-blowing enormous amount of money to join that tour. You see, what PGA Tour has forbid players from playing on both those tours. And so players have to make it a choice. Dustin Johnson, one of the main cogs of the PGA, resigned his membership on the tour for now. That means he can't play in the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup. Sergio Garcia quit the PGA Tour for the Saudi-backed tour. Phil Mickelson is on that tour. Kevin Na resigned from the PGA Tour so he could play there. This is a definite big-time threat to PGA. They're going to have to rescind the fact that they're going to not let people play on that tour. Yes, Saudi Arabia is a country that has a different culture than we do, and yes, they have allowed certain things to happen that are actually inappropriate. I mean, we're talking about golf here. We're talking about golf. We're not talking about anything else. We're talking about golf. And if they want to keep the PGA Tour the number one tour, they're going to have to relent and not punish these players for playing on multiple tours. They're just going to have to. If they don't, they're going to be in big trouble. You're going to be seeing a lot of new names on the PGA Tour that aren't the big names that people want to see. So we'll see how that all plays out over the course of the next month or so. Well, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.